Well, blessed Monday morning, beloved. It's great to start this week off with you. And today we are in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13. And here we'll find that God's promises to rescue the people from Babylon captivity and allow them to return to Judah. The people of Israel are summoned to be witnesses to their belief in God. Again, God's saving word for this week is encouragement, and let's begin our reading in Isaiah chapter 43. Israel, the Lord who created you says, "Do not be afraid, I will save you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through the fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, who saves you. I will give up Egypt to set you free. I will give up Ethiopia and Seba. I will give up whole nations to save your life, because you are precious to me, and because I love you and I give you honor. Do not be afraid, I am with you. From the distant east and the farthest west, I will bring your people home. I will tell the north to let them go, and the south not to hold them back. Let my people return from distant lands, from every part of the world. They are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory." God says, "Summon my people to court. They have eyes, but they are blind. They have ears, but are they deaf? Summon the nations to come to the trial. Which of their gods can predict the future? Which of them foretold what is happening now? Let these gods bring in their witnesses to prove that they are right, to testify to the truth of their words. People of Israel, you are my witnesses. I chose you to be my servant so that you would know me and believe in me and understand that I am the only God. Besides me, there is no other God. There never was and never will be. I alone am the Lord, the only one who can save you. I predicted what would happen, and then I came to your aid. No foreign God has ever done this. You are my witnesses. I am God and always will be. No one can escape from my power. No one can change what I do." Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, where the Lord says, "Do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name, and you are mine." You know, this passage of scripture was given during a time when Israel has been in dispersal throughout the world. They had sinned. God has punished them. But in this passage of scripture, we see God giving them encouragement that there will be a time when he will call them back from the diaspora throughout the whole earth. And once again, they will come to Israel, for that is their home. Let's pray. Lord God, you have called me by name, and I am yours. You alone are God, and I thank and praise you for your life-giving love. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Tomorrow, join us as we read Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 20. The Lord is the only God. Until then, God bless you. And you keep hanging in there by prayer, trusting that God hears and answers our prayers. God bless.